kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power. In the demonstration of spirit, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life.
The preaching today is called Dokime. Open your Bibles in the book of Acts. Acts chapter number 19, verse number 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So there is more like, I want you to check this out. There is a level. When you hear "so that," it means it's giving you a reason attached to verse 1. Why did God perform special miracles? And how did he do it? So that from his body we brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Now, it means they are special miracles. In other words, when God starts doing something remotely, from a distance, when we look at people and they fall down, and demons come out, we just stand somewhere, and somebody falls down, and they begin to walk. It means God is doing special miracles. So there are some areas and some pastors who are doing ordinary miracles. Oh yeah, I'm just saying what the Bible is saying. Please don't look at me in that kind of tone. There are special miracles and then there are ordinary miracles. I want a special miracle to happen to you. I said to you. To you. Is there anyone hearing me there? Special miracles to you. Special miracles for you. Baso pronto. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call over them which were evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches." Notice, these were Jews, sons of Sceva to be exact, the high priest's sons. They said, "We are also going to call the name of Jesus. And we are going to see miracles, signs, and wonders." But the Bible says the demons beat them up and caused them to run naked in the streets. After calling the name of Jesus, which according to Philippians, at the name of Jesus, and it was given to him a name that is higher than every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth, they shall bow. Yet, when the sons of Sceva called out that name, the name of Jesus, they were beaten up by demons. Not only were they beaten up, their clothes were removed by demons. They, seven of them, were naked in the streets after calling the name of Jesus to remove demons. Remember what they said. They said, "We adjure you by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches." Do you know what that means? It means they had gotten the real Jesus. It's no longer the Jesus who plays soccer in Mexico. This is not Jesus. They said to Jesus, whom Paul Paul preaches. In other words, they got the real Jesus. They have him. Listen, if I say to Jesus, at the name of Jesus, you don't know, maybe we are talking about Jesus from Mexico or Jesus from whatever it is. But this guy said, no, Jesus whom Paul, the apostle, preaches. So they went to the Paul who preaches, and they went to Jesus from Nazareth whom he preached. So they have the right Jesus, and yet miracles didn't take place. And I know you don't want to tell the truth, but if I'm going to ask from that island there to the island of Tombuctu, to ask anybody here who has used the name of Jesus and it works 100%, please come to the front. We want something here to happen. I give you opportunity. Please, if you have used the name of Jesus and it works every time, come, we have the floor here. We want you to give us something here. We will test that kind of faith. No, please. I know we are more than 4,000 here. Definitely there should be one of us that has used the name of Jesus every time and it works. Please, I'm giving you an opportunity. Please take this opportunity. I'll only give it only once. And this is the day where you prove to the people that, look, it's for me. When I use the name of Jesus, it works every time. 99% even. Okay, let's go to 99%. I can assure you we'll get to 30% and you'll still be standing there. How is it that the name of Jesus does not work? Yet the Bible says, let all men be liars and only God be truthful. In other words, God cannot lie. According to Psalm 130 verse number 2, he has exalted his name above all names and his word above his name. In other words, the word of God is a law unto himself. He cannot change it. If God changes it, the day he changes his word is the day he ceases to be God. But on this one in Philippians 2, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Yet we have experienced that it's not like that. How many can say, prophet, this is correct? We are trying to use the name of Jesus. And it seems as if the more you use the name of Jesus, the more the problem comes. The more you plead the blood of Jesus over your marriage, the more the husband messes up. The more you say, in the name of Jesus, I will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I will prosper. The following week, robbers come and steal. Why? You know the truth. You have tried everything now. You have tried. You want power to come to you, but power is not coming. You try by all means to extend your hands over your sickness. I feel something move, man of God, when in my house. Yet in your house, you say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Nothing works. And when it does work sometimes, you can feel, in the name of Jesus, I feel, the leg is now at least, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, hey. Why is it not working? I want to pass this year. I want to pass every time you read in your thing, in the name of Jesus. I bind failure. The demon of failure, I bind you. Form for all use. This is your interview and you are pleading in the name of Jesus. This is my job. In the name of Jesus, this is my job. You get in there And the boss looks like he likes you. And you come out saying, in the name of Jesus, I claim it. 2 weeks, no response. 3 weeks, no response. 4 weeks, he said, let me call. He said, ah, your position has been filled by someone else. And when you research the person who took that position, is Okoro from next door. And you even passed better than Okoro. And Okoro cannot even find a frog in the Bible. But you are a Bible quoting, Bible believing, tongue talking, tongue bubbling Christian. But nothing happens when you use the name of Jesus. Verse number 14 says, and there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? Who? Who are you? I know Paul. I know Jesus. But I don't know about you. That is already an answer for us. The word name is the word anoma. It doesn't mean J-E-S-U-S. Christians are using the name of Jesus as a like a magic wand. Whoosh! In the name of Jesus. That's why we got ministers who, when they see demons, they point the Bible at the demon like this. And the demon say, you are bending me. That's a stupid demon. This is a toddler of a demon, a toddler, a baby demon will cry when you say. I know some of you have tried using the Bible over something. A headache. You put the Bible under your pillow. Say, hey. And you wake up with a nightmare.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
Miracle TV, God protected.
How he explained, my God, how he said in the beginning of time, in eternity past, he was there before the beginning began. He sits alone in the circumference of himself. He is August. By definition, he is the uncreated creator of the universe. He has no beginning. In fact, his name does not allow him to have beginning because he's called God. And God is the uncreated creator of the universe. So I serve a God of the impossibility. A God who doesn't have to have votes to be in power. You can't vote him out. You can't vote him in. You can't replace him. He has no predecessor. He has no successor.
G.O.D. Now available on DVD. Get your copy today.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
We have not matured into understanding these things. The name Anoma, it might not get to you quickly, but the name Anoma means character. So when the Bible says at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, it's saying at the character of Jesus. So when the demon sees you, you say out in the name of Jesus, the demon starts to check your character. She goes to the pub. She slept with 9 men yesterday. Now how can I go? What kind of character do you have? Does it resemble Jesus' character? You are a witchy mama just from the club, and you come to church. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. Demons don't know who you are, where you are coming from. Your character and Jesus' character, two different things. I feel something right now. I gotta change somebody's character. Your husband doesn't even know you can cook. You put a roster with your husband that you cook on Tuesday, I cook on Monday, you cook on Wednesday, I cook on Thursday, you cook on Friday. When the divorce comes, you want to say in the name of Jesus, shut up! You are not a wife. Oh, I know, I just poked your demon right there. How dare you? You put your husband on the duty roster. And then come to church and say, oh, that thrills me. Nothing thrills your soul except your husband cooking. Shut up. There is no character of Christ in you. Yet you want the name of Jesus to work for you. Nothing like that will ever happen. You are crazy if you have got that attitude. I remember I'm attending this wedding, and some of these guys that were coming to our church were there, and these are, you know, they come there and they're around, and you know, we are having everything. You see, we are celebrating somebody's marriage, and then comes Coca-Cola. They drank. Then came champagne. They drank. I said, no, no, no. This is not for Christians. They said, no. But it's champagne, men of God. You know, if it's champagne, it's not alcohol. It's champagne. Just because it's not written beer does not mean to say it's not alcoholic. You are not a Christian. You are just somebody walking in the street. Mind you, the Bible says it this way. He says, and he went into a certain disciple's house called Timotheus. Went into a certain disciple's house called Dorcas. Went into a certain disciple's house. But when he's talking about Ananias, he said, into a certain man. Ananias is in the church, and God and the angels consider him a certain man. Ananias is given money that he got from selling the land. Yet, according to God, he is still a certain man. He's not a disciple. You can be here as a pastor, as a youth leader, as an usher, as a worshiper, as a singer. Yet, to God, you are a certain person. You have no character of Christ. When we look at you, what do we see? You come to church in a miniskirt. A skirt that ends where it starts. Demons don't know you. And you even have the audacity of sitting in front of the church in the front row. Every time when we are ministering, you are trying to. Why didn't you wear a longer one? You have no character of Christ. How dare you come to church with a long skirt from here to here, and we say, oh, sister is coming in a long skirt. Yet there is slit gets up to here. And whenever you walk, just let it go. You wanted people to see? Let them see. And when you're looking for a job, that's when you want to use the name of Jesus now. Yet your character and Jesus' character, they don't match. So demons look at you and say, you better angel, I know. He wears that band written Shikopoko, but just like you. But you, I don't know. I know the Shikopokopo band, but you, oh no. No character, no character. And we got some men. You come here after beating your wife in the morning of the Sunday service. And you come here, you are holding your behind to the Lord. Oh, Jesus. You even cry. You smoke your cigar. Nicotine filled fingers. Then you raise them to the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's nicotine trying to praise God. Your character is to come in alignment with Jesus' character for demons to listen to what you say. So, whenever the Bible says in the name of Jesus, and at the name of Jesus, it's talking about the character of Jesus. At the character of Jesus. So the sons of Sceva did not have the character of Jesus. So when they tried to cast demons out, the demon said, let me measure. Sounds like Jesus. Talks like him. There is now a level we need to get to. A spirit embassy. I know this is my house. I know this is where I stay. I know this is where I worship. I know this is where I praise God. I'm not going to be a spiritual Vasco da Gama, a spiritual Columbus, a spiritual prostitute to be blunt. Choose ye this day. You have no family, spiritual family. No. With you, it's like I'm just trying every church. Are you now the Christian monitor? And everywhere you go, any church you join, it is a bad church. Do you know why? Because you are a bad one. So when you go to that church, it becomes bad. When you change and go to that one, it becomes bad. So you think the churches are bad, whereas you are bad. We are people who are just miracle thieves. You are here right now to get a miracle. That's it. Get a miracle and go home. What you don't have an idea of is miracle needs to be sustained. Don't think it just comes to you in a platter. Bam! Miracle. Oh, let me go. Let me read this first so you understand. Go to the book of Colossians. For this cause, you see, that's where I know your spirit is not active. I don't know what happens to me because my spirit is just like somewhere. For this cause. I don't know what the Bible is about to say, but for this cause. For this reason. For this cause. I wish your spirits were as active as mine. For this cause. You see, when I get a verse like that, for this cause, I don't want to read it further. I just want for this cause. We also, for this cause. Oh, somebody here. I want an opportunity to get into your house, sit down with you, turn your spiritual antennas to the extent where you just want to eat the word. You look at your Bible and say, oh. I don't know if I can get that to you. You just look at the word like this, you're like. With me, I can be hungry and I want food. And there is the food. And I get a scripture somewhere. Like this, for this cause. We also. So we also. Okay, we also. So we are not left behind. We also. I don't know how God connected my body to my spirit. To an extent that if I'm hungry in the flesh and I get fulfilled in the spirit, I don't eat. It's like too much. I no longer want the food. Some of you, your husband dies today, like right now. Poo, dead. You're already eating. Have you not seen it at funerals? A woman will be crying like, I'm left alone. Leave the food alone for now.
in word, but in the demonstration of power.
Miracle TV, God protected.
The anointing, my definition, the anointing is a heavenly materiality. Just like electricity is an earthly materiality. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can transfer it. The anointing can cause you to be a superhuman. You can have so much anointing that when you get into a place, even demons will call upon the name of God. The anointing that I'm going to offer today, the anointing that you are going to receive today, whether you are watching me from Macau, island of Timbuktu, Djibouti, South Africa, Nigeria, Ikeja, is the anointing that breaks the yoke, removes burdens. Get something. The anointing.
Now available on DVD. Get your copy today.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
How much as look, you look in your word like this in the Bible. Wow. This is mine. Hey, Colossians written to me. The Bible is full of love letters. This is a love letter to you. Some are simply here for prophecy. There is no word in them. Yet when God created Adam, he formed Adam first, then breathed into him. In other words, if God had taken more time to breathe and less time to form, Adam would blow up and die before God does anything. So God had to create a body that could sustain his breath. You just want prophecy. Yet your body is weak. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. 10. That he might walk worthy. In other words, you might be like Christ. So the secret for demons to respond to you the way they responded to Jesus is to be like Christ. But there is a way you can be like Christ. And I know you are thinking, how can I be like Christ? You are called Christian for a reason. Remove Christ from Christian, you are left with Ian. And Ian won't do anything for you. Forget that. You'll get it when you get home. That you might walk worthy of the Lord. Unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. So I can be fruitful in everything. That he might walk worthy of the Lord. Unto all pleasing. I don't know if you have debt, are you pleasing? If you are running away from people, are you pleasing? That you might be pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and that increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with almighty. Now, watch this. The Bible says strengthened with almighty. In Greek, you know dunamis, right? Where you see strengthened with almighty, the word strengthened is the word dunamo. And the word mighty is dunamix. So Paul, they said, being dunamo with all dynamics. I don't know if you know it, even if you don't understand it, but you know there is a bomb right there. Being dunamo with all dynamics. Oh, Rataka Obrankans Kashka. The man is talking about an explosion that is happening from within. If you read Romans, and please don't go to Romans. Romans 4, verse 18. It tells you the word strengthened. Abraham was strengthened. Is the word that is endunamo. And the word "en dunamo," the word "en" means inside. Dunamo means dynamite. So every time Abraham is walking, there is an "en dunamo," inside dynamite. "En dunamo." It's not dunamis outside. It's locked in the inside. That's why the Bible says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the glory may not be of us. We have this treasure, brother. We have this treasure, sister. We have this treasure out there, inside us. Dynamic ability to cause changes is inside. But right now, I want to show you how to make it best out of you. That's why the Bible talks about light. And the word "light" there is photizo. Stadium lights. Blinding lights coming from within. I get to my company and they said, you are fired. I put photizo over them. They blinded everyone. Before you know it, they'll call me with a promotion. The one that fired you, you are going to take his position. Unto all patience, hupomone, and macrothumia. And this word long suffering there is the word macrothumia, and also something called enkritia. It's a mixture of both words. Am I talking to you? Let me read from verse number 1, James 1, 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying, the word "trying" is the word the dokomie. Don't worry about it. Just say dokime. Of your faith worketh hupomone. Let's go to Romans 5. Now here is what it says. Verse number 3 of chapter number 5 of Romans. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh hupomone. And hupomone, dokime. And dokime, hope. Hebrews 6. Remember, we are seeing patience as hupomone. Now we are getting into a mode where we see something greater now. We are now looking for another word, patience. What does it say? So that we show you that every time you see patience, don't think it's the word hupomone. Verse number 12. And ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience and macrothumia inherit the promises. There is hupomone. Then there is macrothumia. Then there is dokime. The word dokime means character. So the Bible says when tribulations come, it will bring hupomone. And hupomone will create dokime. But hupomone, we have understood that is the word patience. But there is also another word for patience, which is macrothumia. So when troubles come to you, it develops hupomone. And hupomone mixed with macrothumia will develop the character of Christ. And the character of Christ is called dokime. Hupomone. Mone means inside. It means abiding. Inside. Hupo. Inside. Mone. Abiding. And the word abiding means permanent residence. So it's a strengthening that comes from within. That comes out of trouble that you have overcome. Wait. You didn't hear that part alone. Let's say you lost a mother. You couldn't pray for her to get well. That strengthened you inside. You might not see it, but it's inside. I remember my brother-in-law took me to this gym. You know, I go to the gym, you understand? I got in there and we started doing these things and I'm like, okay. You know, the trainer will tell you do 10, but you want to show off so you do 15. So, am I talking to somebody right now? After all he has been said and done, I said, look, guys, so if I want to strengthen this one, he said the sets are over now, but I said, no. What if I want to? So the man said, you do something, you go like this for 15 times. I went to 25, you understand? And this guy didn't tell me because he knows I'm a man of God, so he couldn't control me. He said, maybe this man is prophesying, see? Instead of this boy to say, no, you don't do this. He said, hey, man of God, this is good. So the following day, I said to my brother-in-law, we are going back to the gym. Yes. In 3 months, I want to feel I'm strong inside. So he came and said, and knocked, said, we need to go now. I said, yes, let's go. I woke up nicely. Nothing is, I don't feel anything. Then I said, but today I want to do one set of exercise, the thing to do like this. When I did like this, I said, we are not going anywhere. We stay. I didn't know it felt that like pain. But you see, one thing is like this. Why you get strong is because as you gym, you are breaking the cells into half. So the cell is like this long, let's say, and it breaks. And when it heals, it adds more flesh. So you are strengthening because you are destroying cells and they are being repaired. So it's breaking it, then the wound is the muscle that is developing. No, you didn't hear me at all. So it would seem as if you're actually breaking. And I'm standing there, and the people are looking at me. And you know when you're from the gym, you get swollen. You know, you swell. In other words, you can feel the muscles are now there because it's swollen. But someone who is seeing you is seeing the same body. But inside. I said inside. I said inside. Where you can see, a hupomone in the flesh has taken place. You are not hearing me at all. You are not hearing me. There is a hupomone that has taken place. An abiding that is inside. That is a permanent residence of the breaking of the cells. Has taken place. And no matter what you say to me, even if you bring another person's death, guess what? Because of the last time, I can stand it now. Remember when your first close relative died, you were thinking that was the end of the world. After 4 weeks, got back to normal. You were even laughing the following day at the funeral. What has happened? You don't know. You think maybe you're not sensitive. You are. But a hupomone, a strengthening from within. Now, but you see, for you to be able to run 5 kilometers every day, you have to start with 20 meters.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
Miracle TV, God protected.
The definition of poverty is not whether you don't have a car, you don't have a house. It's only one thing. If you don't have enough to feed others, you are poor. If you have just enough for yourself, one house, one car, or whatever it is, or maybe it's a minibus that you take every day to work, you are still poor. You are rich if you can have that and also be able to give someone. We have a lot of people that say have money. You have money, but can you feed somebody who is not you? If you have not taken up a duty somewhere to feed somebody, to help someone, to even buy a t-shirt for someone, you are a poor person. No matter how you convince yourself, you are very poor. The point is, if you give because you want 100-fold, you're just a calculating person.
You're not giving. If you give because your name shall be on a plaque somewhere in church, you are marketing your name. It's just a trade. God does not take that as giving. We are talking about money with a mission. Money to finance the gospel. Money to even give in order for one nation to be saved in one day.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
I remember I got to this thing. They have a ball in the gym, you know. This big ball like this. They say, lie on your back. You know, and you don't, you wonder, what will I say now to one of my congregants if they walk in here and see me with my back on a big ball like this with a t-shirt written Jehovah Chikopo Kopo. And I'm on there and I'm thinking, eh. You know, while you are there, you are just checking the door. Are there any people coming? They say, no. At this time where you are, Jim, there's no really, not too many people are coming here. And I'm on that ball now. And this guy says, okay, now, yeah, where you are is good. And I'm thinking, but you can't really, you know, you can't lie still on this ball. Because it's a ball, you know, it's not flat. So it's going like this and I'm trying to control it. I said, no, my brother, this is not working. So you tried me on this thing that when you hold it, it just starts shaking. You know, it vibrates like this. I'm thinking if an elder comes here. This is not working. So I said, I would rather go to the ball. So I'm on the ball like this. And so happens that the ball is not steady. I think they made it so that it won't be steady. So when it's about to go that direction, you force yourself, and you feel like you're going there. And he said, don't use your hand. Just control. He said, this is just me falling and coming back. He says, no, man of God. You don't understand one thing. When you're about to fall, your muscles are also falling with you. But when you try to remain on the ball, it's contracting. So right there, your muscles are getting strong. You are falling and coming. What causes that to walk is because the body chooses to fall down and then chooses to make itself stand up. So when you walk, you're actually falling and standing up. Whenever you fail, when that person says something against you and you feel like something is down in your spirit, I prophesy and up in the name of Jesus. I prophesy and up in the name of Jesus. When you thought they fired you, when you thought there was a divorce, the character of Jesus is the ability to stand in the midst of trouble. When everything is against you, the Bible says Abraham again is hope, believed in hope. The woman is 90. Abraham is 100. And he believed and his pistons started firing. I know you lost me right there. No child. He was past menopause of menopause. There was no child that could come out of Abraham. No child from Sarah. But the Bible says he believed against his hope. There was no hope. Yet, he believed against his hope. Stood there. Macro thumia, macro, big. Thumia means fire. So, upomone, strength inside that is permanent resident. It is a permanent residence visa inside you. Every pain you could not overcome in your life. Build upomone. So one thing I know you have is upomone. You have gone through problems that you never solved. Don't think God didn't know. God knew. He was developing upomone. I'm going to pray for macrothumia. to enter your system. What is macrothumia? Macro means big fire. So if you join hupomone and macrothumia, you have a big fire that has got a permanent residence in you. What is macrothumia? Big fire. Spitting fire. So I'm strengthened from within. Whatever they say, if they come to me in 7 ways, they shall flee in 21 ways. Why? As they come, I breathe fire. I breathe fire. I breathe fire. They fire me from my job, breathe fire over that problem. They say divorce, breathe fire over that problem. It's a macrothumia. Wupomone, macrothumia. I keep breathing fire. I keep spitting fire. I keep putting fire. No. You people, some of you are too weak. One small problem, you're already crying. If you're not strong enough to stand when fire comes, when problems come, this is why Elijah said, the God who answers by fire. He was already prophesying about the fire inside you. There is fire inside you. There is fire inside you. There is fire inside you. Fire inside you. Fire inside you. Fire inside. Fire all over. Fire. Macrothumia. So now, you see some people saying, Dokime, it says when then you have macrothumia and then you have hupomone, only then can you have dokime. So dokime is a character produced when you have managed to sustain beats and still be alive. I want to shock you a little bit. So now, I'm seeing that I have hupomone. So hupomone is the intake of trouble that you have already had. But macrothumia is the output. So hupomone, I have developed strength because you have said this to me and I'm still alive. That's why the Bible says, a righteous man may fall 7 times, but wake up 8. So a righteous man falls one day and he's still righteous. Second day, he's still righteous according to God. Third day, not what we do in church. 1 minute, you mess up, you are done. You are removed from your position. That's why we give opportunities to people. They mess up. They still do the same. Mess up, mess up, mess up. And people say, prophet doesn't he see? We see. But a righteous man has to fall 7 times and then wake up 8 as a righteous man. So if I can still fall, I can still rise. Because what is walking? Falling and standing up. Watch this. Watch this. Now you ask me, man of God, my problem is every time I get healing, then it goes. I claim money and it doesn't come. Your problem is you don't have dokime. Do you know another word where we get from dokime in English? Is the word document. So the word that represents character of Christ is the word we have taken in English as document, dokime. Document is from the word dokime. So in other words, you don't have documents. So you try to stand in front of a demon and say out. A demon says, hey, document please. Produce documents. Produce documents. Let's see. So many are walking around as Christians, yet there is no document to prove. You have no documents. You are sick today in the name of Jesus. And the demon wants to go. But every time he's looking at you and he doesn't see a document. So you are still poor. Why? No dokime, brother. The document is not there. You know by his stripes we were healed. You know this. But why are you still sick? No document. You have nothing to exhibit in front of us. We can't see it. There's no documents. Where is your document? Where is your document? The character of Christ. Develop it and see the manifestation. The infanizo. The clear manifestation of Jehovah in visions. It is important to produce a document. If you come to me and say, man of God, I have deposited 1 million in the account. Don't think I'll be saying, oh, thank you. I'll say, where is the receipt? I might be happy when you don't have it. How can I be all over the world and say, there is someone who gave us 2 million? Yet I've not seen the proof of the deposit. I need a deposit slip. Then I'll also go to my bank and check that it has been deposited on my bank statement. Not only on my bank statement, because this is too much money. I have to call the bank manager and say, please, produce a document that there is 1 million here. Then the bank manager produces a document. Guess what I have? Document. I have the character of money. You are trying to be rich with no documents. You are trying to be prosperous. Yes, no documents. How do I have documents? I told you. Number one thing that you are happy about is there are only two ways. Number one way is whoopo money. And whoopo money, you have already gone through it. If you have gone through problems, if you have enemies, it's whoopo money. You now know how to ignore them sometimes. You know. The person comes to you, oh, this, they've said this, they've said this about you. You now know how to ignore. You no longer try to defend yourself. You know it's okay. It's okay. They will say whatever they want to say. Look, your problem is you have tried to solve every problem that comes towards you. You have tried to settle things with your enemies. Every time. Don't do that. I didn't mean this. I didn't. Even if you try to explain to them, they will never understand you. They will not like you. They really don't like you. They will not hear what you say. So why listen? Why listen? Why listen? It doesn't work. I said it doesn't work. Get to a level where you understand your problems. Problems gravitate towards their solution. They come to me because I'm their bulldozer. You are sitting there and you are thinking, what will I do? The character of Christ. Develop it. Develop it. Develop it. Because following his commandments may be difficult to you. But becoming like him is easy. Because when you become like him, you now follow commandments by default. It just happens. This is the way you are. You breathe oxygen in because you are human. It's not like you wake up and think, today I need to breathe oxygen. Where are your documents? Where is the document inside you?
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
Miracle TV, God protected.
How he explained, my God, how he said in the beginning of time, in eternity past, he was there before the beginning began. He sits alone in the circumference of himself. He is August. By definition, he is the uncreated creator of the universe. He has no beginning. In fact, his name does not allow him to have beginning because he's called God. And God is the uncreated creator of the universe. So I serve a God of the impossibility. A God who doesn't have to have votes to be in power. You can't vote him out. You can't vote him in. You can't replace him. He has no predecessor. He has no successor.
G.O.D. Now available on DVD. Get your copy today.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in
There is a man, you are bald headed. It's like your shirt is, there is, it's like check, check. Listen to me. It's like, this is, you are bald on your head. I don't know. You see, you need to listen to me wherever you are. You are bald. Bald. When I say bald, I think it's in scissors that he has gone, made you bald. In fact, on your feet, you are wearing sandals. Which one? Let me see. Let me see. Because he might be running and he's not the one. Please. Because are your sandals like you have, like, you know, where the big, it's like, okay, hold this and hold my mic towards me. Now, the top of your sandal, please don't show me the sandal if you are the one. It's like, you see, you know where the big toe comes on its own, and it's like it's a big thing, huh? You see, I'm talking about the sandal where you can, it's like the big toe, you actually have a like leather going like this. And you can actually see the stitches. I don't know. You are Richard.
Yes.
Richard.
That's my name, Papa. Richard is my name.
Every request you came here for is granted.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
Cha 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 chi 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 cha cha cho cho cha cha
chi 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 cha.
What happened to sister with sister, sister. I passed by you. Come, come close. Listen. I don't know her name. What's her name?
Mavis.
Mavis. Now watch this. Who is Dorcas?
My sister. The only match I've ever seen.
You see, when you don't know a person, you can't say your name is Dorcas. Because you have been given Dorcas, but God didn't say that's your name. So Dorcas, I don't pretend that is your name. So what's your surname?
Masosha.
Masosha.
Yeah.
Paro sohuvreheska. Sasa huska. Mesa antraduvra ankrufu. I want to talk about the subject that is important to women, and that's marriage.
Yes, 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 yes.
This is the same thing this Dorcas too.
Yes, yes, Papa. Yes. Our marriage doesn't really work.
I didn't know. I cancel the plans of the enemy over your life. Look at that. Look at that.
whatever the enemy plans. By fire, by thunder. I break it. I said I break it. But something great is going to happen to you. Don't worry about the past. And don't worry about what people think and what they say.
Yes.
Because I see you cooking day. Yes. Even the utensils are very, very few.
Yes.
Very, very few. At one time, the pot you use for this is the pot you,
yes,
you take it and then cook meat in the same pot and change it and cook sada,
yes,
in the same pot.
Very true. Prophesy.
Because I... Sure. What's your husband's name?
Chakawa is there.
Sure.
Miracles are happening, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing I do. I don't just do things. I told you I'm hearing cha.
That's my last
name. So when I go there and I ask the name, what surname did you say?
That's him.
Hey, who is this one? Sure.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
Sister, those photos. Do you know her? Do you know her? Her? Do you know her? There.
We came with her. We were in the same
country. So you are all from the same country?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you know her. This one is clever. This one, very clever.
Amen.
Look at your face now.
Man of God.
Very clever. It's like, let me show, like, oh.
Professor, man of God.
Why are you coming and bringing with this all these photos and photos?
Because
take all these photos away. Listen. This is not important.
Amen, man of God. Amen, Professor, man of God.
Now, I'm going to ask one question, and please answer that one question. Where do you come from? Answer the simple question.
South Africa.
I come from this, but they...
Africa, man of God.
What tribe are you in South Africa?
Not Sotho.
Sotho?
Yes. Not Sotho.
So what is an Sotho doing with an Igbo?
I'm married to him.
You are married to the Igbo?
Yes, man of God. Prophesy to me, man of God. Prophesy to me, man of God.
The kingdom of God is not in word, but in the demonstration of power.
How many children do you have? How many children?
Three
children.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, I want to deal with finances.
Thank you.
Number two, I want to deal with relationships.
Thank you, Lord.
I looked at you and I saw a dark figure. It was like they had opened a thing in the spirit and the coffin was opened. And I saw them putting two people. And the first one was younger than you, but it was a boy. Then I saw, now they were trying to put you. So when it happened first time, I said, no, I don't really, you know, I can't protect everyone, even the people that I don't know. I can only pray.
Amen.
But when it was now coming towards you, and you were sitting there, that's when I said, no.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
And I didn't have a name or whatever it is. But I saw someone very, very close to here died outside the country.
Yes, it happened. Thank you. It happened. It's my brother.
Your brother died outside of the country?
Yes. In South Africa.
Because it was like a mysterious death that even doctors, if you're going to move the body to doctors, they were going to say some crazy things, even the post-mortem, they will bring something that you can't even explain. How can a person just stand there and poof, dead? And then
he collapsed.
The disease, you don't know what it is.
Yes.
Now, so the death was now coming towards the end. I stop.
Yes. Amen.
Spirit Embassy. It's more than a church, more than a vision. It is a revelation.